Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RRM, MDRA, HAPA, FA, MOUSE.
Or any of the anons.
No, we don't even speak that well for ourselves, as you will soon discover. Obviously, you haven't discovered it yet because you're still listening to shows, so maybe you're not that in tune with what things are going on. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with... Shelly, you got a mouthful of pineapple.
Shelly.
And Mark.
Wow. That reminded me of the opening scene almost from Pineapple Express. Anybody see Pineapple Express?
Just you, dear.
Total weed movie. Anybody that's seen Pineapple Express will know what I'm talking about with the open scene where the guy's got something in his mouth.
Bruce goes, anybody seen Pineapple Express? And all I hear in the background is crickets.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in the audience that have heard, have seen Pineapple Express. So.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a scene at this beginning there where they're testing weed in like the 40s to see how it is. And this one guy is in there, one of the guys from Saturday Night Live, and he's in his military uniform. He's like, oh, Colonel, this is the shit right here. He's like, this is awesome. You know, he goes, this is great. And the guy's like, well, we need to take this. You know, we're not going to test it anymore. We need to eliminate this substance. It can't be here. And he sticks his hand up to his mouth and goes, which, of course, I know sounds good on the air, but
yeah,
people that have
seen
the movie will know exactly what it is. Go look it up on
I can't believe that we
YouTube.
Just spent 30 seconds. I still don't know what you
this
were doing.
This is 47 seconds of my life I will never get back.
That's correct.
And I still don't know what he was doing, what that motion was.
she doesn't know what that motion was. That's really kind of sad. Wow.
Well, you have to be on the watching end in order to
if
see that
anyone, motion. If anyone has seen the movie Pineapple Express, they're laughing right now,
yep.
And they're looking at Shelly, and they're like, oh, Bruce, you poor guy.
Send us a comment, and Bruce has a prize for you.
Well, wait a minute. No, I don't know what the context is either. I mean, you're talking about smoking pot. How does that...
Yeah.
Marty says he'll show me later.
Yeah.
You bring a camera.
Have you ever seen this before?
Yes, I know what that is. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's what he does in the show.
There's no video on this.
Okay, why is that funny in context with smoking marijuana?
It's just funny, period. If you go see the first scene from it.
He's making the mouth... Well, I don't even know how to describe this.
The whole thing was tongue-in-cheek, though.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Only with arm movements.
Wow.
Or wrist movement.
You know.
Okay, well, I think it's time to move on.
Do you know what it is now, Shelly?
Yes, thank you. I think I already said that.
Okay, I'm just checking. Just checking. Because there's
by the way,
I'm telling
Bruce,
you, there's a lot of
Bruce?
Guys out there going, that poor Bruce.
Bruce?
Oh, shut up.
Poor guy.
You do that disturbingly well, by the way.
Oh, dude, let me tell you. I know how I like it. Man, if I ever went to yoga class, I may never come out again. That's a Will Ferrell one from Saturday Night Live, which is quite funny. Well.
What?
It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. What happened?
You started before you completed your head bob.
Oh, well, there we go.
It's because you've been working on the head bob for a while.
Okay, we have
working on it.
Shout outs to Deborah. Bill, Fran,
it all out.
These are
I think
the
Brian sent me one, but I can't exactly remember.
Come on.
Okay.
She's talking to us.
And actually, the first one was one I pulled off of Yahoo today.
So shout out to Shelley.
On Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. in the great state of Texas, country singer Randy Travis was pulled over and arrested for a DUI.
Yeah, well, it's a country singer. What do you want?
Yes.
It's going to be in his next song.
He apparently was out for a drive.
Naked.
Really? Really?
In his Pontiac Trans Am.
Yeah.
He's got a Trans Am?
Yes, which is like the redneck version of a Porsche.
At least he wasn't driving in like an International Harvester.
With a naked except for a trucker hat on.
Yes. Then he made it when he was pulled over, they arrested him for DUI while he was being hooked up, very gingerly, I'm sure, because he was naked. He made threats to shoot and kill the officers working the case. Ooh. Then he got a few more charges thrown at him.
He didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it. Apparently, this is not the first time he's done this. The last time he got arrested for this, it was right in front of the Baptist church. So he
was he looking for altar boys? I mean, what? Oh, no,
I don't
Baptist.
Know.
They don't have altar boys.
But if you get a chance to go and see the mugshot, it's faintly amusing.
This is going to go in his
paper pants.
This show is going to go up way after this happened, but
yeah, he'll already have gotten this dismissed by the time this show goes.
No. I mean, it's something completely different. Yeah. There's like this earthquake last night.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah,
and two more this morning.
Uh-huh.
And now I feel it. It's like a thump, and it's like everyone on Facebook is like, "Oh my God, there was an earthquake!" And I'm like, "It didn't even wake up my dog. If my dog doesn't even wake up, it's not really that big. It was like a 4.4. That's like a diesel driving by, maybe.
And it wasn't even. I thought it was maybe a 3.5. That's how it felt to me.
It was one. I thought it was one good little pop.
And then
I looked at each
pop.
Other and said, "That was an earthquake. You sure?" That was an earthquake. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, now I must say, we're not anywhere near where the earthquake was.
We're that far away.
And you're even further away. Yeah. So it's like, if it was a 4.4 there,
you're
probably right. It's probably a 3.4 here. And where you guys are, it's probably a 2.9.
Anything under about a
6.
Oh, no. 5s can be good.
Yeah, but anything under a 6, if you're a Southern California native or pretty close, you notice it. And you might turn the news on to see if like anything happened.
Yeah, like maybe it's epicentered in Long Beach, and Long Beach is destroyed, and we're okay over here.
The aquifaction or whatever, the liquefaction.
I love them. It's like slamming coke to me. I swear to God, it's like being on a roller coaster. I love them.
I hate that. But my family has finally stopped calling the instant it's over to make sure I'm alive. And they lived out here.
There was a 4.4 earthquake. Are you okay? I'm like...
There was?
Yeah.
Can I go back to bed now?
The only earthquake that we actually had while they lived in the state was like a 4-point-something, like 4.2. It wasn't even really that strong. And my mother was so freaked out, she made everybody camp out in the backyard. So to them, from their perspective, the only earthquake they ever felt was that one. And then, they moved it back east. And then right after they moved, we had... some big one. I forget which one it was.
They say that actually in the Midwest, there's a fault line that runs along where the Mississippi River is, and they say that it has the possibility to be a 9.5. And
cool.
They think that the last time they had an earthquake there was in the 1800s, and that it shifted the course of the Mississippi.
Yeah, it actually lifted the entire river up out of the bed. When it came down, it slammed down into the ground and cut a new course.
That was the plan of all those families in Iowa, that one day they'll have beachfront property.
That's right. I'm buying beachfront property in...
Okay, can we actually move on to some
news? Right now.
Victorville, yeah, that's good. Wow, we've gotten through one story.
Yeah, well, let's move on to some news here.
Well, we had two stories. We had the earthquake.
That's not really a story.
We have an update on Goatman.
We have an update. We have an update on Goatman.
Goatman?
Remember Goatman, the guy that they took a picture of? Yeah. That's the Goatman sound? Okay. Ogden, Utah, state officials have identified the man who was dressed as a goat among a herd of wild goats in northern Utah. However, they are not releasing his name. They said he's a 57-year-old hunter from Southern California.
Is he the governor?
Oh. No.
I heard he's pregnant.
He told, when they finally caught him, I mean, I don't want to say caught, because he wasn't actually doing anything illegal, so they didn't, like, hook him up or anything. He explained that
What are those bestiality laws like in Utah? Is it like Florida? Still okay?
He explained that he was preparing for an archery hunt of mountain goats next year and testing out his goat suit.
Okay.
Can you imagine? I got to tell you this. Can you imagine the one goat? Hey, Sam over there has gone crazy. He's shooting everybody.
He said that he came to Utah to follow their goats because he said he heard it was easier to get near them. I think they're probably going to get another update on that story at some point in the future.
Can you imagine that? The guy's going to sneak up on a bunch of goats in a goat outfit. The first one that gets shot is going to be pissed because they're going to think it's a goat mass murder. The goat's gone crazy. He's got an arrow.
Bill sent me this one. I thought this was interesting. We were talking the other day, Bruce, about how you really love to go to the movies and have like a bucket of hydrogenated fake butter flavor.
Oh, yeah. I don't want real butter. I want that partially hydrogenated vegetable lard with the yellow food coloring.
Yes.
Yeah. And lots of it.
Yeah.
Well, that might not be the best thing for you because a new study has found...
Has anyone ever thought it was?
A new study has found a link between the artificial butter flavor and Alzheimer's. There's a chemical in that butter flavoring called, diacetyl.
It causes Alzheimer's?
That's what they give it to. That's what causes the buttery taste is diacetyl.
They're all disgusting
what the heck
over here.
What's going on over there? Will you guys stop talking about food?
Mark's trying to find out if that stuff's allowed in the FA program.
Okay, so anyway.
I'm trying to find the edges.
Diacetyl is
looking
used.
I'm looking for the O'Douls of the FA program.
Give me strength, Lord. It's used to give buttery taste. At any rate, it's used in margarines, the stuff on popcorn at the movies, snack foods, candy, baked goods, pet foods, blah, blah, blah. So there is a link between Alzheimer's and diacetyl. Interestingly enough, diacetyl forms naturally in fermented beverages like beer and wine. So uh-oh, we're screwed already, whether or not we eat the popcorn.
There's a link between it. They just can't remember what it is.
Yeah. So what we're saying is Roger Ebert is done for.
Yeah.
Because you look at that guy, you know he's eating popcorn. And that guy watches movies for a living. Done. Orville Redenbacher. He looked like he had Alzheimer's.
Yeah, but you know what Orville Redenbacher uses on his popcorn?
Hey, my name's Orville.
Butter.
Yeah, real butter.
My name's Orville.
Okay. A while back, we had a story, this is a while back, about a tea called kombucha. And it's a probiotic tea. They use it they sell it in like health food stores and stuff like that. Interestingly enough, it does have a small amount of alcohol in it, naturally occurring alcohol, between 1% and 3%.
Well, that's not a small amount. If it's like 3%, it's almost a beer.
Well, it's in its raw state. Once it's fermented, it has less. I mean, not fermented. Once it's brewed, sorry. Brewed. At any rate, a Astoria, Oregon company called Beyond Kombucha has decided to take the tea
and make it a booze.
Create tea alcohol.
Yeah.
Tea wine,
yes. He has several different flavors. He brews the tea, then he ferments it to bring out the natural alcohol some more, and then he double ferments it with honey and maple syrup.
Then he throws a shot of vodka in it.
So it has about 7% by the
Loco.
Time he's done. So, you know, just in case you need a new tea.
In case you want to go out in a new and special way.
Yeah, I guess so. In Jackson, Mississippi.
I'm going to Jackson.
A county sheriff's candidate named Lance Laird, is going to be in jail during the primary that will determine whether or not he stays on the ballot. Because he tested positive for cocaine.
I hope he wins.
While on probation. He's 36 years old.
He has a good chance of winning.
He's
Marion Barry got reelected, for God's sake.
He's running neck and neck with a dead guy.
He's been arrested 12 times, usually for domestic violence charges.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm more concerned about that.
Now, he tested as part of his, you know, he's on probation for the domestic violence charge. As part of his probation, he has to drug test. And then he tested positive for cocaine. And he's convinced that his ex, Tammy Sanders, put, now, and I'm quoting him, put stuff in his things.
That's what I'd say.
I'm not
my
exactly
girlfriend's
sure.
trying to get me busted, so she put cocaine in my cereal.
But he never, in his official affidavit in the court, he never actually says, he just says, she put stuff in my things. He's never specific.
Well, how could he be? He wouldn't know what she put in.
But he tested positive for cocaine.
No, but he wouldn't know what she put it in. Might have put it in his Four Loko.
I don't know.
Might have put it in his Red Bull and she never noticed.
She laced my marijuana with cocaine.
At any rate, the platform that he's running for county sheriff on, by the way, the judge said, I seriously doubt you're going to get elected. He said that he would throw all of the prosecutors and judges in jail who violate people's rights and use plea deals as instruments of coercion. And he believes that the criminal justice system is overrun with corruption.
He's right.
Yeah, of course. He's testing positive for cocaine.
Isn't he part of it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he's had 12 different convictions. And he's running for sheriff.
He'd know.
Yeah. He knows it from the inside out. How many of those convictions do you think he plea bargained on?
Half.
9 of them?
I would love to know that. If I was running against that guy, the first thing I'd bring up. Really? You plea bargained.
Yeah. How are you out?
Yeah. Okay. And finally, this from China. I thought this was an interesting way to get people's attention.
Shay.
Lin Chen was very irritated because police officials near her town in, I will never be able to pronounce this, N-I-N-G-B-O, Ningbo, China. That's nice. I look at our resident expert and she goes, I don't know.
We have someone here who speaks Chinese and has no idea. It's a city name.
You're from China.
I'm not from China.
Oh, she's not from China.
She's from Hong Kong.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
She's from Hong Kong.
Okay, at any rate,
Mark
she's 67
know where his
years
girlfriend's
old.
From.
She's 67 years old. She was very irritated because the police would not respond to her request to get them to try to slow down motorists driving past her house at a very high rate of speed. And she was concerned that someone was going to get hurt, and they wouldn't do anything about it.
How many did she shoot?
No. So what she did was she blew up an inflatable sex doll, put lingerie on it, and strapped it to the tree at the crosswalk in front of her house.
Everyone slowed down to look
at it. Oh, yeah. People are seriously slowing down. And the police said, it isn't a method we would use, but we can't say it isn't working. So they've left the doll strapped to the tree. What no one has had the guts to ask her, and it actually
where
says
did she get
the
sex toy?
Why did she happen to have an inflatable sex doll handy? She's 67 years old. She lives by herself.
She didn't have use for it anymore.
They did a thing like that over in, like, somewhere where Peanut Gallery, Marty, the one-man party had been, where there was like in the Netherlands or something, these girls were naked holding these things saying, slow down. And of course, everyone is looking at them and they're slowing down. They're like, we don't care how we get them to do it. We just want everyone to slow down. And I'm like, we need more of that around here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get naked and stand on the corner. Let's see what happens.
I don't want to get any dates. Oh, yeah.
He does it tomorrow, 6 guys step.
That would be the dates. That's what I said. I don't want any dates.
Hey, boy.
Okay, and on the next show, we will hear about the bathroom emergency. But that is the end of the boozy news.
Our dudes are off today.
Yeah, you were leading your dudes.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Shout out to the New Way Foundation and Sober College. We forgot to mention some. We got to give a shout out to Bill P. He sent the electronic insect zapper. Now, the amazing thing is, Shelly's decided she wants to try it on herself first. It's, if we had the batteries in it right now, I'd never try it live on the air. So you know what we'll do? Next week, we'll have batteries. And we'll try it live, not even next week, 3 days from now on Sunday.
Just get the ones out of your vibrator.
They're double A's.
Wrong size.
They're double A's? Does that take double A's?
That takes D.
D's.
Oh, it takes D's? There's D's up in the cupboard.
No, there aren't. I checked.
Are you? Oh, too bad. Well, then, we'll have to do a topic.
Okay.
We'll have to get sober. And
that was
clean.
But that was a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Live on the air?
Yeah.
Mark and Brian, our local DJs here, one of them had a vasectomy on the air. And he came to come back in the next day. And, you know, they always say, oh, it's no big deal. He comes to come back in the next day. They said they look like small grapefruits.
It's a big deal.
And he was sitting on packs of ice, and he was there for about half the show. He goes, I got to go. So we have a topic, Shelly.
Okay.
What is it?
She wasn't here.
I don't know. I was inside getting a drink.
Okay, Mark, what's our topic?
Good ideas.
Good ideas. That's a good idea to have a topic like that. So, Shelly? You ever know anyone with any good ideas in the program? You know those kind of good good in quotes ideas.
Oh. Good well, I'd have idea. To think about that. You had a good idea. You pointed me toward my sponsor. That was a good idea.
Yeah, that was an actual good idea.
I thought that's what you were talking about at first.
Although she sucks, so that might not have been a good idea. Of course, you're still here, so.
So why don't you discuss the quote-unquote good ideas?
Well.
We'll let you lead off
that. How about guys like that say, you know, I know everyone around the program says that, you know, you shouldn't get in relationships in your first year, but, you know, I met this girl, and, God, we're so much alike. We both want to stay sober, and we like to screw. And that's really the basis for a strong, binding recovery relationship.
And she's the only person who understands me.
Yeah. Yeah, she understands me better than my sponsor. Of course, I'm only on step one, so. Like those good, or the guys that say, I'm going to go to meetings, and I'm not going to drink between meetings. And that's a good idea, and that is a good idea.
That's a good idea.
But I don't want to rush into the steps too fast. Guy's got like 4 years. You know, I don't want to rush into the steps too fast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just don't want to rush it too much. It's not exactly a good idea either. How about you, Mark? Good ideas.
Yeah. I don't know if they're good ideas, but Shelly?
Widow.
Black
Two
widow?
Widows.
Two black widows? Go get them. There's one.
They're over there.
Where's the other one?
Got it.
There's two.
Done.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Slipper of death.
The slipper of death strikes again. You know what? See, if we had had the electronic thing going, I would have loved to see a widow fry.
Yeah. That startled me. I wonder why they suddenly came out like that. I wonder what's back there that's bigger than them. It's
you know when
them out.
You know when Bill sent the electric fly swatter of death? You know you're a redneck Jedi when you think that the lightsaber is the world's greatest bug zapper.
So anyway, we want good ideas. My favorite good idea is, well, a bunch of my friends are going to go to the sports bar to watch the game, and I'm just going to watch the game and have a soda.
Oh, yeah.
You have 10 days And that's a good idea? Oh, I can handle it. No problem. They won't make me drink. No, they don't have to make you drink. You're going to do it on your own.
Yeah. I have a good idea. My cousin's getting married. I've got 2 weeks of sobriety, and the whole family drinks to excess. But they understand I'm in the program.
And I'm going to go to New
and
York.
I'm going to go to New York.
Because I'm also going to do New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
In Rockefeller Center or wherever. Or on Times Square. Yeah.
I had a sponsee who did that.
Yes, you did. Didn't work out so well.
I told him that I thought that he was so uptight about it, he'd probably get loaded before he even did it. And he did.
Of course.
My other favorite one was a gal who took a year, talked multiple times about the fact that she really, really, really wanted to drink, and now she had her year and she felt like partying and she didn't really care. But she knew she should stay sober. So she decides that she's going to reward herself with a trip instead of getting loaded. A trip to Amsterdam.
Someone in our peanut gallery went to Amsterdam. He claims,
yeah, but it wasn't the
he
same
claims
person.
22 years.
Yeah, but it wasn't Marnie. So, we didn't see her for like a year.
And suddenly he showed up in this new program that has nothing to do with dope. I don't know what happened. Suddenly all the emphasis is... F.A. F the other A's. I'm going to F.A. now. Matter of fact, he's been losing a lot of weight.
That's that meth diet.
Wow. Now we know. And he just got back from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't just get back. How about other good ideas, Mark?
You know, the thing that gets me is the thing that always precedes the good idea.
The thought?
I was thinking.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
Yeah. When I was going to get a... Yeah, hey, I was thinking. There's always a good idea coming right after that.
Yeah. What was I thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's... Well, now there are good ideas that are good ideas also. Like, it's a good idea to work the steps in order.
It is. Because it's like making a cake.
Yeah.
You know, if you bake it first before you take all the ingredients out of the box, it doesn't work so well.
No. Tastes a little cardboardy.
A little. Jelly, do you have any sponsees that have had really, really great ideas?
I had one sponsee that had good ideas and good ideas at the same time. I am miserable. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I want to work the steps. Let's just get it done. She did it. She worked her butt off. At the same time, so I'm getting one call about, you know, I've done my writing. I want to meet. I want to work on my steps. 2 hours later, I get a call. He didn't call me. What do I do now? So we had the guy the steps at the same time. And I kept saying, I'm not a relationship counselor. I told you this was a bad idea. Amazingly enough,
you know,
she's still sober.
As a sponsor, we tell them all that we're not a relationship counselor, we're not an ATM, we're not a taxi. You know why we tell them all that? Because we kind of are.
Well, because we're going to end up giving them rides,
buying
them coffee, and telling them what not to do.
Yeah, we kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a song called What Was I Thinking? You know, it's a country song.
It has absolutely nothing to do with recovery.
But it's this kind of thought process.
But it's
process.
The thought that counts.
It's the thought process. Like this guy says, she snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive. He peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? And then it goes on. He goes, I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. That's what he was thinking about. Because what we're thinking about is not really what we're thinking about. I am convinced that guys that say, I'm going to go to the bar to watch the game, are thinking in the back of their minds, maybe not even consciously, but subconsciously they're thinking, that'll give me an excuse to go out. That'll give me that excuse. Or I have a sponsee that like he hangs out with his family all the time, but his family's constantly drinking. I'm like, dude, don't hang out with the family when they're drinking. And this guy's got a couple of years, but it's sketchy for him. It's not sketchy for him because he thinks he's going to drink. It's sketchy for him because when all his family drinks, they turn into assholes, and then they start talking smack to him, and he reacts. And I'm like, dude, don't go.
You know, and then I know somebody that's got a real good idea, an actual good idea, and I gave her a secondary
good idea.
You
noticed that wasn't me.
He's a few and far between. Please share it with us.
Her entire world is imploding at the moment. I mean, the crap is really seriously hitting the fan. And she picks a huge family crisis as the perfect time to get sober. Which is actually a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's doing everything she possibly can to do to stay sober and to do the right thing. And she keeps saying, why am I torturing myself with this? Why don't I just, you know, I can just go drink. I mean, there's all this crap going on. Why am I trying to do this now? And I said, because this is the absolute best time to do this. Because yeah. You need a clear head to deal with all this crap.
You know what's really funny is that I find most people that I talk to who go out, they don't go out during like some major thing that's going on.
You know, because they're watching.
You know when
for
they
that.
Go out? After, when it's all done and over with
or
and everything's okay.
Yeah, or when something really great happens.
Yeah. And then some little thing happens. And
it's not the old saying is, it's not the mountain in your path that stops you; it's the pebble in your shoe.
Yeah,
you know it because you know when something really huge has happened to me, I'm wary. I know everything's going sucky, and I'm like, I got to really be careful. Got to go to meetings. Got to do this. Uh-huh. But that MF-er that cut me off on the street. Oh, that guy pissed me off.
And then the other little thing. It's the whole bicycle thing. You know, when you're riding a bicycle uphill, you really work hard at what you do. But when you get over the top, you coast.
Yes.
I always used to make the pedals go backwards really fast because I like the clicky sound. So I was still pedaling. I was just pedaling backwards.
You were backpedaling as fast as you could?
I was backpedaling as fast as I could. You know, the other time that we go out a lot that is in celebration.
Yeah.
I just got a promotion.
Celebrate,
we want to celebrate. Next thing you know, you're face down on the bar in a puddle of vomit. I mean, you know.
Yeah, see, I always used to hear people say stuff like that. And I would sit in a meeting and I would say, you know, I drank because I got this great job, or I drank because my mother died. And I'd sit there and I'm like, really? Because, you know, 9:25 on a Wednesday night was an awesome time for me to go get loaded. It's like
good enough reason.
I never drank for a reason like that or used for a reason like that. I drank and used because I like the effects produced by drugs and alcohol. I don't care if things are going good or bad. I just get loaded. That's me.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes after. It's time for the traffic report. Oh, better go refresh my drink.
You better go refresh. Because, you know, you might get stressed by all the traffic, even though you're not driving anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, on the radio, they do the traffic report on the fives. So that's, you know, you time
that's how you
drink.
Can time it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a good idea to time your drinking?
Yeah.
Did you write down all the times you drank?
I wrote down it for a while there. I was writing down every time I had a drink.
You know, it would have been an even better idea if you had put your name and address in it in case someone found it. They could have brought it back to you.
I wish that I had not lost that notebook because that would be an awesome little relic to have just to look at to see how sick and twisted I was.
I used to have all the chips.
I used to have all the
chips that I ever took. I used to have all of them, and they were all strung together by, you know, I had like 6 feet of newcomer chips, and I had like, you know, 3.5 feet of 30-day chips, and I had like a foot of 60-day chips, and I had like 4 90-day chips, and I had all these year chips. They were all attached together, and I used to go to meetings, and I had a box that they were all in. And when I take a cake, I'd talk about how much trouble I had when I first got sober, and I'd start to pull them out. And, you know, there's enough of these, I could make garland on a Christmas tree with them. You know, I mean, I'm pulling them out, and I'm flipping them over my shoulder, and I'm pulling more out and flipping over. People are like, oh, my God, look at all those chips. And I always thought that was a great idea. It was a good idea. People look at that, and they got some from it, and then I have no idea what happened. Lost in my entire life of chips. I could have started like 7 meetings with them. I could have took care of the charter meetings for a while.
Yeah, because all you need are newcomer and 30-day chips.
Yeah, that's and I had plenty of between those two things. I think I had probably about 9 or 10 feet of chain together. I mean, I had so many chains. So, Shelly.
Yes.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking would be your final words on good ideas?
I thought I had a good idea once, but I was wrong.
Oh.
No, I think if you think you have a good idea.
I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken.
Yeah. If you think you have a good idea, call your sponsor and you'll find out how wrong you are.
You had two good ones. Mark?
Going around to the topic, a couple topics we touched on here is that the best idea I can give you is don't let the highs get too high or the lows get too low.
True. I have to go back to the grass may in fact be greener on the other side, but it's just as hard to cut. You know, when I think I have a good idea, I should look at the way I used to live my life and realize that none of my ideas are really that good. And I like what Shelley said, you know, bounce it off someone else in the program, because I have friends that will be quick to tell me what an idiot I am.
And preferably somebody who has more time than you.
Yeah, don't go to the new guy.
Don't go to the BS cosigner.
Or
wet brain row guy.
Yeah.
The ones I love that go around to every single person in a meeting, explain the situation, looking for the right answer.
Yeah. Somebody will see my point of view at some point.
Yes, somebody will cosign it.
Yeah, what are you looking? Are you looking for an answer?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get it. I had a guy the other day, thought it was a good idea because he didn't have his meds. Thought it'd be a good idea if, you know, he had a beer just to relax. And he goes, will you tell my friend to let me have a beer? And I'm like, no. And he's like, come on, dude. I just need to have a beer. He puts the guy on with me. And the guy says, I ain't going to give him a beer. I said, I don't know. You shouldn't give him a beer. Well, he said that you said it would be okay. I said, no, I didn't. And I said, yeah, that was his good idea. And I said, if you were with me, you wouldn't be having a beer either. Yikes. So, Shelley.
Yes?
Someone's listening to the show. And we appreciate that.
A recovery packed show, by the way.
By the way, yes.
Shelley?
Shelley's watching for more widows, just in case.
Yeah, okay? I'm here.
Notice Debbie has gone to the other side of the chair.
Where there are probably just as many spiders, just to let you know.
Don't do that to her.
No.
There's not.
Probably not, because I just cleaned out that corner when I moved all my crap. What was the question? Oh, they're listening to the show. Go to recovery101.net, click on a show, click like or permalink. If you are already a member of Podomatic, you've been counted. Thank you very much. That helps us out a lot. If you're not a member, Podomatic would like you to become one, and we would too.
It's free.
It's free, and it's fun. And you can get automatic updates when we upload the shows. You can follow us. You can like old shows and leave comments and topic suggestions. You can add us to playlists and, yeah, and whatnot.
Topic suggestions would be good.
Yes, because
it'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, because you guys have no idea how long we sit here before we start recording. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Well, you know, we have 400 shows up right now.
We're just going to do a week of free skate sometimes.
Just a whole bunch of free skates
just
in a row?
Every day, just to do a free skate.
In honor of the Olympics?
Yeah.
I still like my idea.
What's your idea?
My idea was that we should do the drunk on the street interviews. Like, just invite random members of the program in, ask them random questions, and see how many they get wrong.
Sort of like trivia.
Can we take turns playing the drunk?
No. Not like drunk drunks, but like alcoholic, like, you know, people that go to meetings.
Oh.
I just want to see how much we all know.
The sick and disabled.
Yeah, yes. I'm a drunk because alcoholics go to meetings.
Right.
How about our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to our site, recovery101.net. You can scroll down, click the link. Take you to his fine publication.
An excellent click, by the way.
Thank you. Which you can read online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce. He'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome. He hasn't taken my advice, by the way. I think that he should do, as his whatever sober guy says, he should do a thing on how to how to franchise it to his to your little corner of the world.
Yep.
I think that would be helpful. And he could do it.
He could.
He has the venue.
He has the ability.
We can rebuild him.
We can make him better than he was.
Bigger, stronger. You know what? We had a pledge. I swear to God, we had a pledge in college. His name was Steve Austin. And we said a pledge barely alive. We can rebuild him. We can make him able to drink the Sigma Chi Green, goddammit. Oh, yeah.
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 We have
I'll give you the recipe
addresses?
For that sometime.
We have any email addresses?
We do. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Why is no one ever emailing that? We pay 20%.
Everybody's working.
Nobody pays that kind of money.
Everybody's working.
I get. Yeah, no one's on unemployment. No one's on. We probably pay under the table. No, we would never do that.
We'd never do that.
We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook.
We're not dope addicts.
And youtube.com/recovery101, rule 62.
Don't take yourself or us so seriously.
And Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
The lead out music by is by Eva Love, and it's Irony of Life.
Eva Love.
Irony of Life. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.